With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More Democrats now say they approve of the job President Trump is doing. Overall, 47% of respondents to the latest AP NORC survey say they approve of the way the president has handled the crisis in Gaza. That's up from 37% who said the same thing just last month. The ironic thing about this particular survey is that the pollsters say all the changes in the upward direction are largely because of Democrats now agreeing the president is doing a good job. Julie Walker has an update on the impact of the government shutdown.
The government shutdown quickly approaching the second longest on record with no end in sight. Some lawmakers predicting it could become the longest, surpassing the 35 days from President Trump's first term. The nation's active duty service members got paid Wednesday with special funding, but it's unlikely that will continue. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com. They're finding more bodies and hostages having been returned in Israel, but the search continues because some of those dead hostages are said to be under the rubble of collapsed buildings. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says President Trump's accomplishments are undeniable, but he does have a word of caution.
There are tremendous heavy lifts awaiting, not the least of which, perhaps the primary of which, is the demilitarization of Gaza and disarming Hamas.
Disgraced New York Congressman George Santos getting out of prison thanks to President Trump, who has commuted his sentence.
The former New York representative, the first openly gay Republican elected to Congress, was serving more than 7 years in federal prison in southern New Jersey. Santos pled guilty to fraud and identity theft, admitting he scammed donors and stole the identities of 11 people, including family members. The judge agreed with prosecutors that Santos didn't seem remorseful.
And that is Jennifer King reporting. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham going back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Open Doors International says lack of Bibles is hindering Christian growth in many countries, many of them in Africa, but not all. The ministry says in some cases people are coming to faith in Christ and yet for lack of a Bible are slipping into error and not understanding anything about Christian discipleship. Some people in Malaysia grow up Christian but continue to do things like pay a visit to witch doctors because they have no biblical instruction. This is SRN News. President Trump going after Venezuela now with both military and intelligence assets.
Since early September, the U.S. military has carried out a series of deadly strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. Four of the five vessels originated from Venezuela. And this past week, President Trump made the unusual acknowledgement that he authorized the CIA to carry out covert action in Venezuela. The aggressive actions are seen as a sharp escalation in U.S. efforts to pressure President Nicolas Maduro's government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prince Andrew has been banished from the royal world after emails emerged this week showing that he had remained in contact with a convicted sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein, longer than he previously admitted. The House of Windsor finally moving to insulate the monarchy from years of tawdry headlines about Prince Andrew and his friends and sometimes suspicious business deals. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.